today's contestants. An ESL teacher from Gardena, California, Regan Reed. A librarian from Sunnyvale, California, Garrett Kuramoto. And a returning champion, a biotech researcher from San Diego, California, Carmela Chan, whose two-day cash winnings total $37,201. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much. Hi, folks. Welcome to the program. Well, we're done with trick or treating, and now we've got all our goodies arranged in neat little piles, so it's time to move on. Players, good luck. Here we go, into the Jeopardy round. Here come the categories for you. First off, rom-coms. Next, The Princess Bride. Ah, 27 Dresses, a whole category about what 27-year-olds wear. That's followed by Love Actually, Failure to Lunch, and finally, Sweet Tome Alabama. Carmela, you start us.
Failure to lunch, 200.
Sorry, everyone. I'm on the diet known as OMAD, short for this. I only eat at 5 p.m. Carmela.
What is one meal a day?
That's it.
Failure to lunch, 400.
How did you know that petit this means breakfast in French without knowing that the word on its own means lunch? Regan.
What is déjeuner?
That's it.
Failure to lunch, 600, please.
I bailed on lunch with a big group. I'm this type of person mentioned in the subtitle of Susan Cain's book, Quiet. Garrett.
What is an introvert?
You are right.
Lunch, 800.
I told you lunch wasn't happening because it's this Jewish Day of Atonement, and I'm fasting. Garrett.
What is Yom Kippur?
Correct.
Lunch, 1,000.
I just found out my wisdom teeth are in this eight-letter condition. They're jammed up, so I can't eat lunch. Garrett.
What is impacted?
Yes.
Love Actually, 200.
This word for altruistic efforts for humanity comes from the Greek for love of man. Regan?
What is benevolence?
No. Carmela or Garrett? What is philanthropy? Back to you, Garrett.
Love Actually, 400.
As a noun, it's the place where legal justice happens. As a verb, it means to woo your love, especially in the early stages. Carmela.
What is to court?
Court, correct.
Love, 600.
These double talk eyes mean you are looking at someone with love. Garrett.
What are goo-goo eyes?
Yes.
Love, 800.
You've cast this 11-letter spell on me. New Mexico is the land of it. Carmela.
What is enchantment?
Right.
Love, 1,000.
Romance is afoot if you've warmed these, also a bivalve mollusk, of someone's heart. Garrett.
What are the cockles?
Cockles, correct.
Rom-coms, 2.
Vanity Fair called this film with Bill Murray as weatherman Phil Connors a rom-com for curmudgeons. Regan?
What is Groundhog's Day?
No. Garrett?
What is Groundhog Day?
Yes, Regan, you put an extra S on there, unfortunately. Go again, Garrett.
Rom-coms, 400.
Director Rob Reiner's mom delivered the immortal line, I'll have what she's having in this rom-com. Carmela?
What is When Harry Met Sally?
Yes.
Rom-com, 600.
Something's Gotta Give is a ditty starring Jack and Diane, these two legendary actors. Carmela?
Where Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
Yep.
Rom-coms, 800.
In 2005, Will Smith played a date doctor who fell in love with Eva Mendes in this comedy. Regan?
What is Hitch?
Yes.
Rom-coms, 1,000.
This movie had Julia Roberts tell Hugh Grant, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her. Carmela.
What is Notting Hill?
That's the film, and that takes you to 3,400. All right, takes us to break number one. Back in a moment.
Help, Markets!
Regan Reed is an English as a second language teacher from Gardena, California. But teaching runs in your family, I understand.
That's right. My grandmother was a history teacher, high school history teacher, and then my father was an art professor, and I'm an ESL teacher, and two of my children are also teachers.
Good for you. Garrett Kuramoto is a librarian who won an inaugural contest that I had never heard of. What was it?
Well, when librarians get together for conferences, we like to get a little wild. So this was a dog karaoke contest. What it meant was that you had to sing a song, but barking like a dog. And I won.
Okay. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Carmela Chan is our champion. She's a winner also. She is a biotech researcher, which means exactly what? What kind of research do you do?
So I actually work in innate immunity, and I work on developing cell lines that other scientists can use to kind of elucidate some different pathways in innate immunity.
Gosh, I hope you can help come up with a solution to the problem we're having right now.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, Carmela, you are in command of the board, so go ahead, make a selection for us.
Sweet Home, Alabama 200.
This novel about an Alabama rape trial won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1961. Regan.
What is To Kill a Mockingbird?
That's it.
Sweet Home, Alabama 400, please.
The plot of the book Crazy in Alabama includes a woman auditioning for this 1960s sitcom about country folks who come to California. Carmela.
Who are the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes.
Sweet Home, Alabama 600.
Mobile's Winston Groom wrote this 1986 novel about a man with childlike wisdom. Regan.
What is Being There?
No. Garrett.
What is Forrest Gump?
That's it, yes.
Alabama 800.
Alabama U.S. Senator Jeremiah Clemens wrote the 1860 novel The Rivals about the feud between these two historic duelists. Garrett.
Who are Lincoln and Douglas?
No. Regan.
Who are Hamilton and Burr?
Yes, duels.
Sweet Home, Alabama 1000.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You've been up and down.
I'll go for 1000, please.
All right. Here's the clue. This 1959 Tuscumbia set play about a steadfast teacher and a stubborn young girl is the state's official outdoor drama. Say something.
I don't know.
Oh,
sorry.
What is The Miracle Worker? Miracle Worker. All right, you're at 200. Go again.
What? Princess Bride for 200, please.
After this German princess wed Nicholas II in 1894, she pushed the Tsar to regain absolute power, lost to reforms. Bad move. Regan.
Who is Alexandra?
Right.
Princess Bride 400, please.
On April 19th, 1956, Grace Kelly had a storybook wedding with Prince Rainier at St. Nicholas Cathedral in this country. Carmela.
What is Monaco?
Yes.
Princess 600.
There were riots in this world capital in 1966 when its Princess Beatrix wed a German diplomat who'd been a member of Hitler Youth. Garrett.
What is Warsaw?
No. Carmela.
What is Copenhagen?
No. Correct response, what is Amsterdam? We have less than a minute now, Carmela.
Princess 800.
The April 5th, 1614 wedding of Native American Princess Pocahontas and this planter brought 8 years of peace. Carmela?
Who's John Rolfe?
Good.
27 dresses, 800.
Hey, 27-year-old putting on this garment over your T-shirt, is that a Levi's Type 3 trucker one? Carmela?
What are jean jackets?
Yep.
Dresses, 1,000.
In your 20s, you still get away with wearing these as you're in your British phase. Call them trainers. Carmela.
What are sneakers?
Yes.
27 dresses, 600.
The oversized clothing look has worked well for this pop star born in 1993. Carmela.
Who is Ariana Grande?
She's the one. And with that, you go to 6,800. Reagan, still on the plus side, but only at 400. She picks first, though. In Double Jeopardy. I have said it already. Regan has been up and down, and at the moment she's at a mere 400, but a lot of money available in Double Jeopardy with these categories today. World Geography, art appreciation. Greek goddesses. Once popular first names. Interesting category. 14-letter words. And finally, TV noir, not film noir. Regan.
Once popular first names for 800, please.
In the early 1950s, it was patriotic in China to give the name Yuan Chao, meaning aid this peninsula where China was fighting. Regan.
I don't know.
Oh, that's too bad. Garrett or Carmilla? Aid Korea. Back to you, Regan.
Once popular first names, 400.
Jewish immigrant parents favored names that sounded more American, like this one of Kubrick and Kramer. Regan?
What is Stanley?
Good, you just got yourself out of the hole.
First names, 1,200.
Once Brits gave thousands of boys a year this name of Christopher Guest's Spinal Tap guitarist. In 2016, fewer than five. And that first name is Nigel. Regan.
First names, please, 1,600.
Answer there. Early double. All right, you have no money, but you can risk up to 2,000.
1,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. Meaning noble, remember the Roman social class. This girl's name was top five in the U.S. in the 1940s.
What is Patricia?
Yes, way to go.
Yay. First names for 2,000, please.
These two E names of famous Kennedys were fairly big in the 1920s when those ladies were born, but are off the radar now. Regan?
What are Eunice and Ethel?
Yes.
Art appreciation, 400.
In 1877, two Rembrandts were part of a 1 million franc buy. In 2015, the Rijksmuseum and this French museum bought them for 160 million euros. Carmela.
What is the Louvre?
That's one of the museums, yes.
Greek, 1200.
This goddess of victory is the daughter of the Titan Pallas and the River Styx. Garrett.
What is Nike?
Good.
Goddess is 400.
She's Zeus's sister wife. Regan.
Who is Hera?
Yes.
800 Greek goddesses, please.
The handsome youth Adonis was a favorite of this love goddess. Regan.
Who is Aphrodite?
Correct.
Greek goddesses, 1600, please.
This goddess of fruit, crops, and vegetation has a name that might mean Earth Mother. Garrett.
What is Hestia?
Nope. Carmela.
Who is Demeter?
You got her.
Greek, 2000.
Give a whistle for her, the muse of epic poetry. And her name is Calliope. Calliope. Carmela?
Art, 800.
In 1958, Salvator Mundi sold at Sotheby's for £45. In 2017, it fetched $450 million after attribution to this Italian. Garrett.
Was Leonardo?
Yes.
Art, 1200.
A New York couple paid $212,500 for 15 paintings by this Spaniard in 1956. In 2015, a single one of them sold for $179 million. Carmela.
Who is Picasso?
Correct.
Art, 1600.
A collector inherited this artist's Tahiti set painting, When Will You Marry? In 2015, he sold it for $300 million. Carmela.
Who is Gauguin?
Correct.
Art, 2000.
In 2014, a dealer paid $80 million for an abstract painting by this Russian-American, then sold it for $189 million. Garrett.
Who is Kandinsky?
No. Carmela.
Who is Chagall?
No. Correct response, who is Mark Rothko? Back to you, Carmela.
Geography, 1200.
In ancient times, this capital of Jordan was one of several settlements called Philadelphia. Carmela.
What is Amman?
Amman, right you are.
Geography, 16.
It's the only country in the world through which both the equator and the Tropic of Capricorn pass. Carmela.
What is Brazil?
You got it. Way to go.
Geography, 2000.
Answer there. Daily double. And you have a commanding lead.
A wager, 5,000.
Azerbaijan's Baku Archipelago lies within this huge body of water.
What is the Caspian Sea.
You got the right one. Well done again.
14-letter words, 1,200.
General term for a person who trains others to obey firm rules and a strict code of behavior. Regan.
What is authoritarian?
No. Garrett.
What is disciplinarian?
That's the 14-letter word.
14-letter word, 16.
Something that eludes classification is said to resist easy this, a process of identification. The word this time is categorization. Less than a minute to go now, Garrett.
14,000.
A person in their 70s. Garrett?
What is a septuagenarian?
Yes.
It's me.
TV Noir, TV Noir 1200.
In the 1963 first episode of this drama, the fleeing title character tends bar in Tucson and falls for the piano player. Garrett?
What is The Fugitive?
Yes.
TV 16.
The third season of this HBO police anthology series starred Mahershala Ali. Garrett?
What is True Detective?
You got it.
TV 2000.
This director and Walking Dead creator went noir with Mob City, a TNT miniseries set in 1940s Los Angeles. Garrett.
Who is Kirkman?
No. Who is Frank Darabont? Back to you, Garrett.
TV 800.
Ewan McGregor played a parking lot magnate in season 3 of this series that pioneered the genre Midwestern TV noir. Carmella.
What is Fargo?
Yes. And with that, you consolidate your lead. Final Jeopardy coming up, dealing with political speeches. Appropriate, I suppose, at this time. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... This 13th century explorer of Asia joins in playing the kids' game named for him in a Geico ad. Who is Marco Polo? Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A very timely category for Final Jeopardy today. Political speeches. Players, here's your clue. At the 2004 DNC, Barack Obama used a fairly new metaphor, saying, "Pundits slice and dice our country into these two types of states." You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Regan, you wound up at 3,000 even. Did you come up with the correct response to our final clue? What are blue and red? You're absolutely right. And you're going to add 2,995, taking you to 5,995 and taking us to Garrett. He had 5,800. Did he come up with red and blue? He did. Did he risk more than $195? He did, 201. All right, he's going to finish in second place. Now we go to Carmella. Could not be caught. Played very, very well. Wound up at 18,200 and is going to add to that, but how much will she add? Nothing. You're going to keep the 18,200, and that gives you a three-day total of 55,401. Great way to start the week, I think. Yeah. All right. We'll come back tomorrow. Join us then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Get more dental, vision, and hearing out of your Medicare coverage with the WellCare Visa Flex Card. It gives you extra money to personalize your Medicare Advantage plan and helps cover out-of-pocket expenses. Get the Visa Flex Card, one of the many benefits you could receive with WellCare. Call now.
Today, strong immunity and better nutrition are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Seven on your side's inside look as D.C. votes are counted. The last-minute information for voters and when you'll see those official results. Plus, shaking off a painful past, a Virginia middle school gets a new name at 11. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
As local counting continues, wake up with the latest election results and what to expect in the days to come. Plus, how local officials are getting the mail-in ballot count right. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
The coldest night of the season so far, your morning forecast at 11.